The Senate Judiciary Committee announced plans today to subpoena Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey after the company began blocking users from sharing a New York Post story on Hunter Biden's potential business ties in Ukraine. The story also includes unsubstantiated claims about Hunter Biden's father, who, of course, is also the Democratic presidential nominee. After receiving backlash from conservatives, including from President Trump, Dorsey apologized and said Twitter's communication around its actions on the New York Post article was not great. Facebook also said it's reduced distribution of the Post stories. For more, let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. And Ali, Twitter and Facebook are saying the New York Post story violates their rules and is spreading misinformation. What do you make of what the companies are doing here?
This is fascinating, Peter. They're actually doing different things for different reasons. Twitter's reasoning is entirely technical. So you can still read about the story and read articles about it. What you can't see is the New York Post story. It's the first time Twitter has actually blocked you from sending a link from a news publication. And part of that is that it's complicated if you haven't read the story, but there's a problem with how the New York Post got the information. It said that somebody who may be Hunter Biden dropped it off at a computer store, and the computer store then gave some of that information to Rudy Giuliani and some of it to the feds. Twitter is saying that if this is hacked material, meaning if it was not procured properly, you can't distribute that on their platform. So that's Twitter's position. Facebook's is entirely different. Facebook is saying this is important, may have misinformation, so it needs to be subject to Facebook's third-party fact-checking partners. And while they are having it fact-checked, they are reducing its distribution through its algorithms. So, you know, Facebook's algorithms determine how often you'll see a story, whether it'll show up in your feed based on your preferences and things like that. Facebook is sort of ratcheting that down until they have been able to either put a warning on it or say that it's factually accurate and ready to go out. So two different platforms, both really influential, doing two different things that will limit people's ability to see the story.
And meanwhile, there's been an outcry, claims of censorship. We hear the Senate now subpoenaing Jack Dorsey. On the other hand, there are legitimate concerns over the veracity of those sources in the New York Post story. And all the while, this is becoming a politicized controversy.
Yeah, I mean, this is, and it may have gotten larger by virtue of these actions by Twitter and Facebook, because now everybody's attention is on it, whereas it might have looked like a New York Post story. That's an outlet that is favorable to Donald Trump, fed by Rudy Giuliani, who's been on this mission to get information from Ukraine. So, yeah, there are real issues to be looked at in the story. And I think part of what Twitter and Facebook are trying to figure out is how do you get that information out there, the valid part of the discussion, without simply amplifying something that they are not sure is information or misinformation right now. And that's really the heart of the problem with this thing. What is Twitter and Facebook and social media's responsibility when it comes to the veracity of a story as it relates to the distribution of that story? What we do know from the last election is that fake stories and sensational stories get a lot more pickup than straight news stories. So they're struggling with that.
All right. This is going to be a story that will be worth watching as it unfolds in the days and weeks ahead. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, thank you, as always, for your time.
My
appreciate
pleasure.
It.